provincially in the low 90s. This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 73 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's a Monday edition. It's football week. College football is here this week, and we'll talk to Doug Bell at 8 o'clock. He's got his picks ready. He said he was working on them yesterday. So he'll be on with us at 8, said 8:15. He had a something going on with CBS Sports or something later on this morning, so need to move up a little bit. We have your phone. Take your phone calls until then, 205-342-9904. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. Send us an app message throughout the show. You also can get plenty of articles as football is getting kicked off this week, this Saturday, so we'll talk about some of those games as well. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. You want to build the five-star backyard, then Yellowwood would be your only choice. Go to yellowwood.com to find a dealer closest to you. And if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. Feels pretty good outside this morning right now. I guess it'll get hot again, but I think it was actually, saw in the news this morning I was leaving, it was 69 degrees. I don't know if it's that cold, but anyway. Good morning, Chase. How was the weekend?
Amazing.
There you go. Good morning, Dad. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Several quick things for you. After 14 practices, Russell Kidd has been announced as the starter for Alabama. Alabama's in the polls with 13 in the AP poll and number 11 in the coaches poll. So we won't even know exactly when the quarterback controversy. If it is a controversy, I don't really think it is, but Russell Kidd is going to be starting quarterback, so I think that's been announced, been wondered about that. Secondly, the court has ordered and denied, and the NCAA has gotten a good ruling, denied extra year of eligibility. They ruled on that, and so that situation of that extra year has been denied. The NCAA has sort of won that battle, if you want to call that a battle. But Barry and I will talk about that a little bit more as we go through. Wyndham Clark won the tournament at the BMW and played very well, 17-under. Scotty was 7-under. JT and Bud, JT was 6-under, and Bud plus one. None of them made it. None of those two did not make it to the final 30. The Braves won 4-2. I believe that's correct. Clemson lost a defensive tackle over a disorderly conduct act. Of course, it'll be costly to him, I think, if he's as good as they say he is against LSU. So we'll see what happens there. Pretty much I'll be leaving at 9 o'clock to go to Birmingham for the service of Joe Dean Jr. That's about it.
All right. Yeah, it was announced Saturday. I'm trying to find the exact quote that the quarterback coach shared with Yay Alabama. And I know there'll be more to be said about it, and I can't find it. Chase, see if you can find that quote. He basically said, I want to find the exact quote, but he used profanity. He said a lot of, and I'm paraphrasing here. I had the quote and it's gone, but the key to Russell can do a lot of good things, do a lot of good SHIT when he has the ball in his hands. And that was released to Yay Alabama. Pat, I just don't. I mean, I understand they're going to give it to Yay Alabama because it's the group that raises the money. I'm trying to find the exact quote here. I was out walking actually on Saturday when it was released, so it came out. There was no quote from Ryan Grubb or Kalen DeBoer. So they had asked Kalen DeBoer about it after the scrimmage, and he basically said there had been no decision yet. Here it is. Hey, this is from Coach Ellis, who is the quarterback's coach. He's the guy that we know when the ball is in his hands, a lot of good SHIT can happen, Ellis said via Yay Alabama. It's almost like that was how it was released. And I know I nitpick, all right? But it seems like those two guys went through a battle. I would have said some nice things about Austin Mack and, you know, how much he's improved. And I just would have put out more than that to me. These guys have gone through a battle, seem to be really good kids, and that's the way it's released. He can do a lot of good SHIT can happen when the ball's in. That's how we release it? I don't know.
I agree. I think we certainly have we feel like a good quarterback system and kids that can play in, young men that can play in the quarterback system. Right now we've selected, Russell Kidd to be our starter. But we have a very good quarterback room, and Max done a really good job, and so we'll take it as it is.
Maybe I'm nitpicking, but that has been the talk of the off season, Russell, and to release it that way, he can do a lot of good. He with the ball in his hand and say nothing about that's how we release it. I don't know. And I'm sure I'm the only one that bothered a little bit. I just think they're both good, quick kids. I think Austin Mack, he followed that coaching staff here. I'm sure he had a good. He's had a good fall here, and he's one play away. I just would have, and I'm sure Kalen DeBoer or whoever meets with the media today, they probably will. I just don't know. It was put out by On3 that's kind of what they were going to do, and Chris Lowe, and that's kind of how it happened. I don't know. Maybe I'm the fool. I just felt like it deserved to be released better than that. I don't know anything else on that. If you guys call us, 205-342-9904, tell me I'm wrong or tell me I'm right. I just was disappointed in how that was put out. Also, real fast, and we'll get back to that topic. And, Dad, I know you were big on this. I tried to be big on this as well. And I want to talk about a high school football game over the weekend. County High, in Poor County High, they've had 5 coaches in 4 years. They had a coach come over there from Auburn High School, and he did some things, and then he left them. And they've had guys leave them left and right. And they are in, now it's 6, they used to be 7. They were Hoover and Thompson and all these people. They played Hillcrest on Friday night. And let's be honest, right now, County High football is down. All right, and people are kicking them, and they want to be cute on social media. And Hillcrest goes over there and beats them 64, 65 to nothing. Now, I might be nitpicking about this. If I'm Hillcrest, I'm not going to go beat them that bad. I mean, I know I'm better than them, all right? There's a way to hold the score down. As a coach to a coach and a program to a program, and I know Hillcrest and County High people, oh, you're being soft. It's their job to stop them. I just don't think why they're down like that. Yeah, it's a crosstown rival. I don't think you go beat them 60-something to nothing, personally. And I understand it's the first game, and you're working on this, that, and the other. And then, of course, the County High kids just get smashed in social media about how bad they are. And, of course, they got to play Thompson and Hoover and all these people now. Yeah, and they've been beaten like that, and people are just making fun of them. So there's people coming on trying to defend them. Can you control how bad you beat somebody? I guess is my point. I would not have beat them that bad, personally.
Yeah, I think to some degree you can. I think once you are comfortable as the head coach of the winning team, there is a chance that you can be darn sure that those guys who are not third string but have not been practicing quite as well and won't take a look at it. I think there's a way to do it in a, you know, you can't, if the other team is just lopsided difference, yes, it's going to hurt. But I do think there is a way to be able to get your guys in there. As long as you are the head coach and you are on the winning team and you are comfortable with the score, and certainly you can be comfortable with the score after the first quarter. But I think
it was 43-0 at the half. And I didn't even watch the game. And maybe Hillcrest played their ninth graders in the second half. I don't know. I just don't know that you have to beat them that bad, number one. I think you control it. People go, oh, you're being soft. No, I'm not. You knew they were way down just because of how their program's been going. And then to turn around and everybody make fun of these kids for County, who are trying, you know, they just don't have the talent. Now they got to play Thompson, who has 43 transfers on their team. Thompson has 43 transfers that they got in there. I mean, come on.
Can't do anything about that.
Huh?
Can't do much about the schedule.
Yeah, so, yeah, when you're in that, your big school, I don't know. That kind of bothered me over the weekend. And I get it. We got to line up and play, and your job's to stop us, and yeah. But yeah, there was a place I worked last year. Their girls' team was pretty, and they would press. They would be up 30 and still pressing people. Like, what are you getting out of that? Just get back in the zone. You're clearly 80 points better than this team. Quit pressing them. Get back. Get in the zone. Let these girls get a shot off. You're stealing the ball from them and just let. What are you accomplishing by doing that? It would be my question. So
yeah,
anyway,
I would agree. All
right.
I agree.
All right. So, all right. I got people sending me things that don't know crap that are saying the heck with County High, blah blah blah. You've had five coaches leave them in 4 years. So I don't want to hear all that. I just don't think you beat people like that. With, you know, you're clearly better than them, and so beat them. But enough's enough. All right, we'll take the break. We'll get to your phone calls. 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. Here's one of the top stories we're following for you this hour. There is a marginal 1 in 5 risk for severe thunderstorms from Demopolis southward today. Isolated damaging winds up to 60 miles per hour will be the main threat. But there is some good news from the National Weather Service in Birmingham. We'll get some heat relief with seasonal temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Click TuscaloosaThread.com throughout the day for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather coverage. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Moving right along on the Tuscaloosa freeway. Side streets are also not doing too shabby. Let's talk road construction because that may slow you down just a skosh if you're traveling in Coker. Highway 82 east and westbound between Bill George Road and Shelley Hughes Road. You do have a couple of lanes down.
Also, Rigged Upgrade. They'll guide you every step, answering your questions. Shop today and save big during the best sale of the year. They make sleep easy.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Of the Crimson Tide, sold in stadium and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. After a partly cloudy start to this Monday, there'll be a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm popping up during the afternoon as the high gets up to 95. Tonight, a few clouds with a low near 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 96 degrees. We'll see some sun initially on Wednesday, and then a shower thunderstorm may develop during the afternoon with a high of 96, and then rain will increase in coverage on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature eventually in the low 90s.
This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Stay up to date with the Crimson Tide.
Local high school sports and Bama in the pros right here
on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. All right, and here's the problem I have with getting texts from people. Is the kids that are making fun of the kids probably don't play because they don't have enough guts to play. But they'll turn around and make fun of the kids at County High that are playing. So that's where I have the problem. We'll get to the Yellowwood hotline. What's up, Philip?
Hey, Philip. Yes. Hey, Whip. How you doing, sir? Okay, how you? I'm good. I'm with you, Barry. On that Yay Alabama quote, not only do you not use that quote, you say, let's do it over again, Coach. Give me another quote. So I blame both of them. I blame the coach for spouting off like that. Just give it a little thought, okay? Just give it a little thought. Think for a second. Give it a little thought. And then if you're Yay Alabama, you say, hey, now this is a once in a lifetime moment. Let's clash it up just a little bit. Can you work with me? Get a better quote.
What is that? So you agree with me?
Hell yeah, I do.
For as much as that was put in, and you want to be, I bet you Greg Byrne read that and cringed.
Should have. Yeah. Taylor DeBoer should have cringed.
Yeah, I agree. And maybe I'm being whatever, but it's too big of a deal. The quarterback at the University of Alabama may be the most popular guy in the state, and that was Nick Saban when he was coaching, and so it deserved a better release than that, in my opinion.
It does. I mean, let's think of the history here for just a second. Can we for a minute? I mean, you got Joe Namath, Bart Starr, Kenny Stabler, Stedman Sheely, the Rutledge brothers, Walter Lewis, for goodness sake, Walter Lewis, one of Coach Bryant's guys, and come on. They can do better than that. That's not Alabama. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be this elitist Alabama fan, which I'm not by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been a part of Alabama football for a long time with my family and roots and all that stuff. So we don't do that. Yeah, Alabama ought to know that we don't do it.
Yeah. Well, they got some issues now, I guess. But, yeah, I just don't – I understand why you give it to them. That's the group that's raising the money and making the money for the players, and it's an important group. This quarterback position deserve better than that, in my opinion.
Well, I wouldn't want to say that about any guy.
Yeah, any position. Yeah, but I'm just saying that was the top. I mean, that would be the only thing if you said the left tackle, you put that on Saturday, was won by so-and-so, nobody, it wouldn't be that big. But the quarterback, they care.
This is different.
Yeah.
This is different. This is different. And I'll tell you who I appreciate in all this thing. I appreciate Austin Mack. I think he's a good guy, good player, a good player, a really good player.
Sure.
And this thing is, this is a long, arduous season. He's a rollout to the blind side and getting cream a play away from getting, like Coach Bryant used to say, dehorned. He's a play away from getting dehorned. You remember when Bryant used to say that?
Yeah.
And just ask Tua when he went back in against Mississippi State a few years ago, when he was, you know, when Coach Saban was trying to get him on the sidelines, he went in for one more play, and then he went out there, and the next thing I know, he looks like he's getting off the beach at Normandy. I mean, he was torn up.
Yeah.
So we're one play away.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully they able to play both of them, but I understand why you had to name a starter, and I don't want to take anything away from Keelan Russell. I mean, sure, he earned it, and he's supposed to be a
clean a little bit.
Yeah, I agree, Phillip.
All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. Morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Coaches, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you, Mike?
My opinion is a high school basketball head coach. Why is a head coach not making that announcement instead of an assistant and has to use it with profanity? I'm no prude or anything, but where was the head coach? Don't you think that's his responsibility? Especially as you alluded to, that the quarterback position in Alabama is a big, big deal.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The reason they do that is the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, has been on the field with him more than anybody. He's been able to see every practice, every play, everything they have done. The head coach has been walking around looking at the offensive line, looking at the running backs. So he has a better insight as to what's happened, I think, than the head coach. Personally, that's my opinion.
I think he also allowed his position coach, I guess pretty much what Dad said, his position coach to make the announcement. Now, I'm sure whenever he meets with the media this week that it'll be addressed. I'm sure Ryan Gubb will address it. But, yeah, I didn't like the way they released it. I'll just be honest with you, Mike. I thought it was too important to be released the way they did it. But
I've heard Coach Sanderson say there's a difference between, and I think it's a great statement, between being an assistant and a head coach. The assistants make suggestions. The head coach makes decisions. So, to me, it didn't look like it here. It looked like the quarterback coach said, hey, I'm making this call. And he's not going to have to answer to
I think basically he and the head coach talked about it, and because of what I said, because of him being on the field, that's my feeling. I could be dead wrong.
Yeah. Well, I just think when you get that job as head coach at Alabama, critical. Do you think Coach Saban would let a quarterback coach make the announcement? And I know we should be comparing Coach Saban to Coach DeBoer, and I like Coach DeBoer. I hope he wins 12 games. But I do think here, my opinion, that the head man should have been making that call.
And I would have said some nice things about Austin Mack in the release.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he deserves it. And who knows, he may play. You know, he may end up being the quarterback before it's all said and done. But he came with you. You're starting a younger guy. I have no problem with that. There's people in social media saying, oh, he should have started Mac. You start the best player. And it doesn't matter what year he is. Whoever the best player is, that gives you the best chance to win. So I have no problem with that. But I just would have said something about him as well. So,
you know, like I say, I don't want to be critical of Coach DeBoer. Too many people get on him anyway. And I think he's a darn good football coach. But again, when you're the head guy, to me, in my opinion, is you make that call and you tell nobody else. And again, like I say, I think there wouldn't be a doubt with Coach Saban who would have made that announcement. It'd have been Coach the head man.
Yeah.
Hey, I love this joke.
Thank you, Mike. I thank you. I don't have a problem with Coach Ellis release, and then I just had the problem with how. We have an app message here from Pop, and I'll read all the app messages, so I'm not reading this one just because he agrees. But he says, Barry, I agree with you. The announcer of Russell being the starter should have been handled much better. The coach should have talked about the accomplishments of Austin and him and his push to be in the starter there. Do you think he should have said something about Austin Mack as well, Dad, in this scenario? Or all the
I think he could have. I think he could just say our quarterback room has been very, very competitive. Austin's done a really good job. And so is Russell, and I think right now at the present time, I feel like that Russell needs to be our starting quarterback. We're certainly a system that looks at all of our quarterbacks each and every day at practice.
Yeah, something along the lines there, but he's the guy that we know when the ball's in his hands, a lot of. S-H-I-T can happen is what we, that's how we released it, Chase. As far as I'm getting the County High Hillcrest thing, remember say, Thompson's getting the best players because they're paying the money. Look, guys, I'm just saying if I'm the coach on the other team playing them and I know they're down like that, I'm going to beat them, but I'm not going to destroy them. What am I proving? Now, Hillcrest may have done that. I don't know. He may have had whoever in there. But now people are beating the kids up. And they got a long season ahead of them, Dad, when you look at that schedule. I mean, they
– Oh, you sure do.
I mean, it's tough. And so, you know, and nobody's going to want to go to their games, hardly other than their parents. And people are going to make fun. And it's just a tough – deal for these high school kids to go through, and the ones making fun of them won't play, and kids leave, they're leaving now. Give Kurt Weeks credit out there at County on their baseball team. They won state championship. They won basketball, won state championship last year. So they got some athletes over there, and they're pretty darn good in baseball as well, but for whatever reason football has suffered. And I think there's a lot of people over there that are ready to try to figure out a way to turn it around. I don't know that you can, being in 6A, who they're having to compete against. Anyway, that's just my take. Love to have you guys chime in on it. You're more than welcome to call and give us your opinion, 205-342-9904. Andy Henson, my good friend out of Alabama Pro Wash, he knows you're proud of your property, but the dirt, mold, grime on your brick, stucco, siding makes even the most well-cared-for home or business seem neglected. Their services include residential, commercial, exterior cleaning, low pressure, soft washing, window cleaning, shingle restoration, concrete cleaning. Get the concrete all cleaned up, especially before week from Saturday, because college football, SEC football, they have a drone. They can go get the hard to get areas. Give them a call today for the free estimates, 205-799-9069. Expect quality exterior cleaning service for your home or business when you call Andy Henson out of Alabama Pro Wash. This is Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC, the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Moving right along on the Tuscaloosa freeways. Side streets are also not doing too shabby. Let's talk road construction because that may slow you down just a skosh if you're traveling in Coker. Highway 82 east and westbound between Bill George Road and Shelley Hughes Road. You do have a couple of lanes down.
Just go to US Mobile subreddit. Just search for US Mobile and make a decision for yourself. If you're ready, visit usmobile.com.
Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Gray Southern, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. To the Yellowwood Hotline. Morning, Tom.
Morning.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, morning, Coach. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Barry, you are so correct on your analysis this morning about this quarterback, Coach. Whatever happened to freaking good manners? Where are your manners, you idiot? I mean, here you got kids competing for a position. It's 105 out there in the shade. And he went out there and gave you everything he's got on the field. He didn't win the job, but you think he could stand up there and say, the Lord blessed us with two good candidates for a quarterback. And you can't recognize him and his efforts that he gave? How low-bred can you get? You have no manners, you piece of crap. And you shouldn't be on the staff at Alabama. Neither should that offensive coordinator naming the starter 2 days after being in shorts. I mean, can these people be any dumber than what they've been since they've been here? This is pathetic.
Referring to Brian Ellis, I've met him actually one time. Let me ask you this, Tom, and I don't want to overthink this, but Aaron Suttles was in charge of content. Obviously, he's not there right now or not going to be there anymore. Could that have been a problem? We had nobody that was in charge of the content to kind of look at what was going out. Could there have just been we're speculating now, but who looked at that and thought that would be okay to release
That's a great, great question. Whose idea? Who saw that and said, man, this is good? I mean, what? Come on. I do believe you've got a good point. Aaron, I think, would have known. Now, he's got his problems. I'm not trying to defend him to being citizen of the year. I'm not saying that, but he would have. He's savvy enough to know good media, right?
Yes.
Don't you think that's why he was in the position?
Sure. Yeah, he knows content, and he's a good writer, and he words. It's like Kevin. I think Kevin, words things well when you talk to him. He writes a story. You might not agree with it, but it's well written.
You can understand it. See, I say there's a gift to those that can take a pen and put it to paper and make you understand that, not agree with, but make you understand the point they're trying to, you know what I'm saying? So, but I am so disappointed in this. Oh, man, it's sickening, really. I think the Lord will curse us this year and even add to our problems for all that cussing and everything else. I mean, pathetic. Where are your manners? What would your mother say if she knew you said that in public? She ought to slap your face. But I'm telling you.
Did you think that when you first read it or just when I brought it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought that was a bad deal. Yeah. But I agree with Mike that called in. You know, the job of quarterback at Alabama, ask Scott Hunter, one of the finest individuals we ever had at quarterback at Alabama. Talk to him about what the weight that carries. Joe Namath, always classy about Alabama. And all the rest, the ones that that the former callers mentioned, Phillips, talking about, that position, it's not just any position. And I'm so disappointed with, everything about this staff is disappointing to me. Every time you turn around, you try to give them a break, and then they slap you in the face with something stupid.
Well, I'm not going to go that far on all that, all the others, but that particular handling of that, and I know you're not, I don't know, Dad, any comment on all that?
No, I think, to most degrees, Tom is correct. It's just a situation that, the offensive, it's just you're out there with them and you decide, and when you make bad statements like that, don't praise the other guy. It's a quarterback system led by several quarterbacks, not by one. One's going to start, but it's led by several quarterbacks, and if I get hurt, the other quarterback's coming in. It's a quarterback system, not a quarterback person.
Great point, and I see. So it's like, when I saw that, I thought, I got the impression they just kind of threw the other competitor, just kind of threw it to the side. You know what I mean? And I don't like that. I, I, But anyway, Barry, I'm sorry.
No, I wanted...
My blood pressure went up and I had to answer.
I wanted people to respond. You know, I try to... Then I try to call it how we see it. Like, I try to be fair. And that's how I saw that situation. If it was a great statement, I would have called it that way. I try to just be honest. But that's my opinion. That's just my opinion. I want to know what everybody else. Some people may, I have people that are not agree with me on the county high thing. I hope county high loses every
game. I agree with you on that. Is there any reason to destroy a 15 and 16 year old ego? I mean, is there any good in that?
I don't know county highs. I tried to play them in basketball. And
I'm talking about the people that get online.
And I have no idea their financial situation over in football and why guys are leaving. People are disappointed players are leaving and why people aren't playing and why five coaches have left in 4 years. But you do have some kids that are playing and they got some bad days coming with some of these teams that they have to play. That's no fun for Thompson to play.
I bet that coach.
Looking at that game going, oh my gosh, this game is not gonna, but I'm not gonna make fun of the kids that are out there trying. I'm sure their line's probably small, and they probably, you know, they just probably don't have a ton of kids playing. So to beat them, to beat the ones up over there trying, I just don't see it. But Maybe Hillcrest, nothing they could do about it. They just hand the ball off. A guy runs right up the middle. They don't tackle them. But I don't know.
Hey, did you see the highlights of the Thompson game in Central Phoenix City?
I did not.
Oh, my God. That Seaborn child, I mean, whoa. That's a great-looking quarterback prospect.
All right, I want to bring this up. Daquan Wright, have y'all been following this situation? Kid played at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I saw
that. His 4 years was up. He was not drafted. He signed with the Eagles and then ended up going to the Browns. He's on the Browns team. He's part of the 2022 class. He's practicing with the Cleveland Browns. Lane Kiffin calls the coach for the Browns, he says, in a meeting. I mean, he says in a press conference, he said he never called the guy back. Daquan Brown has now said, hey, if you're going to cut me and I'm not going to make it, cut me now. His agents and all have already cut a deal with LSU. So this kid played for Lane Kiffin. Now, it used to be when you transferred, you couldn't go within the conference after the portal date, whatever, but this is going, I guess, going from the Cleveland Browns to the LSU, and so he's been practicing.
When I was reading that, I thought a judge had ruled you had to go back to the school that you played for. You couldn't go to another school. Or am I on a different?
That was at one point, but
that's changed,
and then there was a ruling out now that. Basically, those guys don't get their fifth year unless you've already been part of a lawsuit, which this kid was. He was with this Louisiana judge. So, Greg Sankey is squirming. First of all, he's against these 2022s. Now you got a guy that was not drafted. He's not under an NFL contract, but he's been in the Browns training camp, and now he played tight end for Ole Miss last year. He's part of this 2022, and now he's going to LSU. Now, whether they can stop or not, just y'all's thoughts about that's what we've come to. Now, we go to NFL camp. We realize we're probably not going to make the team. Go ahead and cut me now because I can go to LSU and make X number of dollars. His agents and all have evidently already cut a deal with LSU. What are y'all's thoughts about that?
Let me ask y'all a question before y'all respond to that. I thought that in the SEC you couldn't go interleague, transfer interleague. I don't know if that even plays into this or not. And uh, But I guess it's going to be. That's what I think Saints is probably squirming about, isn't it?
Say again, what's he? I'm sorry.
Going from one team in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, that's, so that was a.
Is whatever, that an issue?
That, I guess they're saying that that part
that
was
waived. Nullified it when you left?
The judge waived all that, this judge. Okay. So now if I want to get eligible, I got to go fight my own case and see what the judge says. So, like, you have this pocket's eligible. If you haven't been to court, you're not. It's the biggest joke of all times, to be honest with you. So.
Well, so, you know what? If college football survives in a decent form, it'll be a miracle.
It's crazy right now. Thank you, Tom.
Thank y'all.
All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Barry. Hey, Coach. How are y'all?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, Michael.
It's been pretty good. Been a while since I talked to y'all.
Yeah.
Barry, I was just going to throw out one thing about the county high situation.
Yes, sir.
I've always had a caveat to the don't beat people too awfully bad. And my question would be to somebody who is a coach is, and I know if is the biggest two-letter word in the English language, if you have your ninth graders in, and if you were calling dive plays up the middle, can you tell, or how would you tell a kid who may never get to play again because of that runaway situation, don't score a touchdown? That's always been kind of, I don't know if that's the situation, but I've always wondered, you know, if I was coaching, can I tell a kid who may never get to run a football again, hey, look, now, if you get the ball and you can score, just slide down and don't do it.
I don't think you can. And I don't know that they may have been doing that. And then, people may tell you I'm being unfair to Hillcrest by saying that. I don't know. I didn't. And you can't. Like, if you hand the ball right at the middle, now if you're throwing it all over the field in basketball, if you're pressing, that's one thing. But to hand the ball right at the middle and they don't tackle the guy and you got your youngest guys out there, the only thing is when you beat them that bad, Michael, you know, and I think, like, this was my big beef when I coached at Northridge. County High would not play us. And I'm like, first of all, you guys are really, really good. You won the state championship. Why are we not playing? Like, this is a great gate, both sides. Like, if I play at my place, it's going to sell out. We go over there, it's probably going to sell out. You got a pretty good team. I got a pretty good team. Let's play. When they do this and they're not in the same area anymore, if I'm County High, am I going to play Hillcrest anymore? Heck no, that's it. As soon as this game's over, I ain't playing. Why would I play them? I get ridiculed, beat up, by people. So then you end up losing these rivalries because eventually County High will be back. They'll get some players back, but the game won't be there anymore because they'll stop playing it because you just beat them 64-0. So, but there may not be anything Hillcrest could do. So. That's my take.
I agree. You know, you and I are usually on the same wavelength. I just, you know, every now and then I'll have a different little caveat here or there.
Yeah, but if you're handing the ball to a ninth grader and they're not tackling him, it's the only time he's going to touch the ball, then, I mean, then what the heck's going to happen when you play Thompson?
that's something they'll have to deal with, unfortunately.
Yeah, so.
Well, like you said, you know, people—it's a different world that we live in today. You know, used to you beat people and you go, okay, well, I hope they don't get better in the next couple of years and do the same thing to us. But
yeah,
these days you got people, keyboard warriors that, you know, want to throw rocks when they can. So.
Yeah, that's the problem I have with people just beating these kids up over there because they got beat that bad. They're just down right now. So you want to kick them when they're down? I don't buy into that theory. So. Anyway,
totally agree.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, man, see you.
All right, we'll take the break here, guys. Squeeze and make one more phone call. Then we'll have Doug at the top of the hour. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Chase.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, we definitely have a little more volume in the area now that you're inside your prime time. In the thick of it in Northport here on the southbound lanes of 69 at Union Chapel Road. And so you do have brake lights slowing you down back to Charlie Shirley Road. Also 43 on the southbound lanes to McFarland. That's the usual.
Phone free CPAP with a 5-year warranty. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarley Boulevard.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info,
just go to US Mobile subreddit. Just search for US Mobile and make a decision for yourself. If you're ready, visit usmobile.com.
Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. After a partly cloudy start to this Monday, there will be a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm popping up during the afternoon as the high heats up to 95. Tonight, a few clouds with a low near 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 96 degrees. We'll see some sun initially on Wednesday, and then a shower thunderstorm may develop during the afternoon with a high of 96, and then rain will increase in coverage on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature eventually in the low 90s. This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
It's 74 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
24-7, 365. We've got all your coverage of the Crimson Tide on Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want. All right, the top 30 is in. Dad, number 30 is Ryan Fox. Just out of it, Kitayama, JT Post, and Ricky Fowler. Bud Colley finished 34. He will not make it. Jake Knapp,
almost,
who's had a good. Justin Thomas finished 43. So his deals over there. Just your thoughts about what you saw yesterday.
Well, Bud was close. He almost got there, but four short, because that doesn't make any difference regardless of how short you are. JT did not play well enough to and be able to move up into the 30 with the tournament. So certainly the abilities that that Wyndham Clark had was outstanding, to be able to lead the way he led and stay with it. Rory almost caught him, but didn't. Scotty had four bogeys in a row one time and got way behind the second day. So great win for Wyndham Clark to win the two tournaments he's won. He has a shot now to be Player of the Year, I think. I think it could be possible now. May not be. Maybe still be Scotty. But it was a great tournament. Now they're on to Atlanta, and the 30 young men will be playing for that. So it should be a very, very interesting time to go to Atlanta and get to see them play. I've had the opportunity to go and see Jerry Pate win one time, and I enjoyed that. So it should be interesting to see it. Golf tournaments are the most difficult things to watch in the world. The worst place to watch a golf tournament is at the golf tournament. You're better off where you can see much better on television, but at the golf tournament, there's just so much going on, and you can't see every hole, and you can't see every player. So anyway, you either follow one
place. So there's a lot of money being handed out. The guy who finished last made $56,000. Second to last, 76. So when you get to the top 50 and you get to the top 30, no cut, and these guys are making a lot of money.
Yeah. Golf tournaments are watched by either you take the people that you want to watch and follow them,
or you take a particular hole and stay there and watch them play that hole every day. But golf tournaments are hard to watch sometimes, but certainly going to be very interesting to see them go to Atlanta and play for the championship. And we'll try to keep an eye on that. But Wyndham Clark, you got to give Wyndham Clark a lot of credit. He played hard and he played smart and he made some big time putts and he led and he kept the lead. And I think that's huge psychologically.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll get to Doug Bell. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
There was a major league ball game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania Sunday night. The Atlanta Braves beat Milwaukee 4-2. The Cubs won 19-2 at Seattle. And Philadelphia won its ninth straight game, 6-4 over St. Louis. Kyle Schwarber, the game-winning homer. The Phils got six runs in the bottom of the ninth, all with two outs off closer Riley O'Brien. Texas beat the Angels 5-3, so the Rangers are now tied for first with Houston in the AL West. The Astros blew an early 6-0 lead and lost 7-6 to the A's. Tampa Bay and the Yankees each won. White Sox and Cleveland each won. Dodgers and Padres each won. In an NFL preseason matchup, Tennessee came back to beat Seattle 19-16. Joey Sly 4-for-4 on field goal.
The Gator XUV, built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer. You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wimp Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium, if it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. Tuscaloosa Toyota helps us kick off this 8 o'clock hour. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. You can look at all the new inventory, pre-owned inventory. You can schedule a service. Try it before you buy. You can rent a Toyota right there at TuscaloosaToyota.com. Great lease deals on all the trucks, SUVs, the Toyota Camry, 52 miles to the gallon. Also, obviously, purchase deals there as well. So these guys are great people. Easy to deal with. Swing by 3325 Skyland Boulevard. Find Justin and tell him that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, we'll get to the Yellowwood Hotline. Chase, the day is the day I've been waiting for. Doug, at the end of the segment, will pick three games. He's been studying. That's not good. Doug needs to stop studying. But Doug is with PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports Headquarters, joins us every Monday. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Doug. Hey, Coach. Barry texted me last night. He said, are you ready for your picks? And I said, of course. I'm doing homework right now.
You're studying.
I put in the hours, guys.
You do.
No, good to be with you.
You do. Go ahead, Doug.
Wyndham Clark, I think you have to give him a lot of credit because he started off and was ahead and stayed ahead. And even though when McIlroy and them almost caught him, made the long putt. I don't know whether you like him or dislike him. It doesn't really matter to me. The guy's got what it takes to play, and he's put on two huge tournaments, and whether he's overcome Scotty for player of the year, it's going to be close.
Yeah, no, when Rory caught him at 11, tied for the lead, and Wyndham had not even recorded a birdie yet, it was kind of like an uh-oh moment. It looks like everything had turned in Rory's favor, but he closed the deal with five birdies there late. Last three holes, he birdies all three. So, you know, Coach, it's interesting. There's three guys that have three wins so far this year. and he's the only guy with a major championship among those three. So, yeah, he is an inch closer to Scotty. Whether he can, I think ultimately it comes down to if he can win the Tour Championship. It's hard to go back to back, but I think Scotty will probably end up being Player of the Year again. But Wyndham Clark, he's a superstar now, guys. Two major championships, three wins this year. And, you know, Coach, the thing about it, last year had a bad year, had no wins last year, and took a lot of criticism for kicking the locker in at Oakmont at the U.S. Open and got a lot of bad press with that. But he's kind of, you know, I like him, Coach. I really do. I think he's a great interview. He's a smart guy. He's honest. You don't get those cliche answers from him. And, yeah. So it was an impressive performance when you're down to 50 and he beats him back and you're playing with Rory and the crowd clearly was kind of on Rory's side. That added even more spice to which is a very, very big win for him. Two U.S. Opens, guys. Pretty impressive what he's done now in a short period of time, Wyndham Clark.
As they move on to Atlanta, obviously Scotty's number one, but I guess you wipe the points clean. So whoever wins this event, tell us the money that's involved. And there's a lot of big names won't be there.
I almost know
that might hurt the ratings a little bit. I mean, people like to watch Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler, a lot of these guys. A lot of these guys are kind of, I don't want to say no name because they're in the top 30, but not maybe people that the average guy fan knows. Will that hurt ratings at all?
It will. You know, you're down to your final 30, and it's a tournament, the Tour Championship, which is kind of void of drama. You know, when you reduce it to 30, and in the end, maybe you have, you know, last year, Tommy Fleetwood never really was threatened, and it was kind of a boring weekend as he won for the first time. But for us in Alabama, no Justin Thomas, no Bud Cauley. Bud went into last week inside the top 30 and fell out, so we really don't have a local connection. You know, it's interesting, Barry and Coach, and a lot of people don't realize this, when the Tour did away 3 years ago with that staggered start, where if you were number one going to the Tour Championship, you started at 10 under par, 8 under par, 6-4 down the line, and people didn't really understand it or didn't really like that, so they went back to just a regular tournament 3 years ago. And what they did, which was kind of underpublicized, whoever's number one in FedEx Cup points, and then down the line, you got your payout. So Scottie Scheffler last week, you know, after the tournament is over and leading into this week, he gets a bonus check, number one in FedEx Cup points for $23 million, and that's on top of his earnings this year and whatever he wins this week. So it's been a windfall for world number one. Upwards of close to $40 million that he's won just on the golf course, winnings and the bonus money. So, Barry, and then number two, right now, gosh, you know, it staggers $23 million, gets down to about $18 million, $15 million, $12 million, $10 million. If you're last, right now your bonus money going into Atlanta, if you're number 30, you cashed a check for $400,000 already, your bonus money. So pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I mean, it's not team sports money, but it's not bad for professional golf.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Will Scotty go in there being the favorite, or will Wyndham, because of his ability, go in there? Not that the favorite really matters. It's just a stupid question, I guess. But is it – there's probably four or five guys that can have a much better chance percentage-wise than winning against the other 25 probably.
No doubt. And Scotty is the favorite. In fact, I think for the last 3 years, he's been the favorite every time he's played in a tournament. And that's a streak that, you know, Tiger held the record for years, and it was crazy how many times he was the favorite. But Scotty's the favorite again. Last week, obviously, was sick going into the week. We didn't know that. You know, he caught sickness from his kids and went in, and I had no idea until he talked about it openly yesterday that, you know, he had blisters on his hands, blisters inside his mouth. He had a bad cough. And people urged him to withdraw from last week before the tournament started. And he said, that's just not him. You know, he said, I know I was sick, but I figured I'd go out there, sweat it out, And he did. I mean, he got better as the week went on. But, Coach, he's the favorite going in. And I think what you have to look at, Rory McIlroy is, if you the guys that are in the finals here who play Eastlake the best over the last 8 to 10 years, Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele, they have the best scoring average. Rory's the only guy to ever win 3 FedEx Cups and now is going for number 4. And he's, you know, he played very poorly in Memphis, played pretty good last week, and now I think he's ready to go. So even though Scotty's the favorite on the board there, according to Las Vegas, I really like Rory's chances a lot this week. And I think Chris Goderup is a guy. You know, he's won 3 times, and
great,
I love his game. Yeah, he's a great putter. And, you know, Eastlake, Coach, you've been over there. And, Barry, it's a golf course where you got to hit it a long way. I mean, it's a long golf course, and the rough is really, really tough. It's hot, obviously, and the greens are super fast. Not as fast as Augusta National, but it's a challenging golf course. And so if you're missing fairways and stuff like that, you're going to pay the price. But again, there's only 30 guys. So when you're talking about the final 30, a guy like Scotty or Rory or Goderup, Wyndham Clark, they only have to beat 29 other players. So that increases all those guys' chances. But sure, Coach, to answer your question, I think those top 10 guys are all right there. You know, the guys like Gary Woodland snuck in there, which was an emotional story. Hasn't been there since 2019, and all that he's been through, brain surgery, et cetera. You know, does he have a chance? Yeah, it's a long way, but I'm not sure he's the upper echelon guy. I think the usual suspects win the tour championship, and that's why you've had a long season.
What about LIV? It looks like, I mean, I guess they've shut it down. Is that going to survive? Somebody talked about them having an unknown sponsor that's going to take it over, and nobody said who it is, and now they've closed up the doors and put locks on it. Where does that stand?
Yeah, Barry, I think it's dead in the water. I really do. I think Liv, it was on life support. They played their last tournament yesterday. They canceled what would have been their tour championship in a few weeks. I don't think they'll ever come back. And if it does, I don't think it'll be in the United States. It'll be some global tournament. I think John Rahm wants out. Tyrrell Hatton won the team championship yesterday. His team won, the guy from England. And he didn't even stick around for the post-game press conference. He said he had to catch a plane. It's been great. Got to catch a plane. I'm out of here. And that's kind of, you know, I thought, wow, talk about a telling moment. And he wants back on the PGA Tour. You know, we'll see what happens with Shambo and Rahm, but I sense that Rahm wants back. The tour wouldn't mind having him back if they can come some financial agreement like Brooks Koepka did, where you pay, you know, $25 million to charity or whatever. Maybe you're not allowed to be in the playoffs next year. That's what you have to earn your way to the playoffs. That's what happened to Koepka. Didn't earn his way in. So I would suspect, guys, in 2027, next year, that John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau will be back on the PGA Tour.
Will they be on the big tour or the little tour?
Yeah. Well, the dual tour starts in 2028.
That's right.
Next year it'll be basically what we have now, and that's why I think they want to get those guys on the tour. Even though the new commissioner Brian Rolapp says I won't talk about Liv, they're. You know, inconsequential to me and what we're doing on the PGA Tour, which I guess they are, but I think back channels, their agents and the PGA Tour are working to come up with some arrangement. They'd love to have, I mean, who wouldn't want to have DeChambeau and Rahm back, especially as we head into 2028. So I think those dominoes are going to fall, and that's just the feeling I have. Nobody's told me that, but I really believe Rahm and DeChambeau will be back playing on the PGA Tour, and I think they're going to be happier. Right now, you're just playing events that really don't mean anything. And, you know, Liv came around, it tried, and it died. And now the PGA Tour is still the big gorilla in the room. And they took a couple of shots and got dizzy. But in the final analysis, the PGA Tour has gotten stronger. So they made a few mistakes, but they've gotten stronger along the way.
And now let's cross that path. You have been studying
Yeah.
And Barry, and you have realized that there's not a lot of home field advantage in these early games. There's not much home field advantage.
Yeah.
There is confusion about how the new quarterbacks will play in these games.
No doubt.
There is a 5.5 point in one game, 3. There's a lot of confusion. For our fans who are not as good gamblers as you are, would you tell our listeners how you have studied the two or three that you're going to select? Because there's no home court, there's no home field advantage. It's very, very complicated.
Hey, Chase, get your pen out. Now, Doug, before you do this, do you want it? Now, your record's 0-0. All right. Never will your record be this good again the rest of the year. It's 0-0. Do you want to do 3 games the first week or just 1 or 2?
Well, actually, you know, last night.
And don't tell me 4. Don't tell me 4.
I had 4, and then I said, you know, Barry's going to give me such a hard time. I'm just going to do 3. And I want to thank Coach for the compliment. He doesn't hand out compliments, you know, just
randomly. Was that a compliment? Was that a compliment?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't take it as a compliment, but whatever.
He thought it was sarcasm.
Okay.
No, it was not sarcasm. That is wrong. It wasn't sarcasm.
Yeah. I'll take a little
sarcasm. Do you feel so good about these picks that they should do a 3-game parlay?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Yes.
Chase, we're going to tweet it out or X it out or whatever you do when you do it now. And your record, well, it's starting now, Doug. And, you know, next Monday.
Basketball, you look at the home team, but you don't have many home teams in these few games. I'm very anxious to hear what you have to say.
Well, you look at the home team or you just take the points. All right, go ahead, Doug. What you got?
All right. Well, first one. North Carolina, TCU, Horned Frogs, 7.5 point favorite. Dublin, Ireland, we'll all be watching Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Alabama time.
Yep.
Remember last year K-State, Iowa State played? It was an awful game. I mean, it was raining, and both offenses were sloppy, and it really was a bad game. Iowa State survived. K-State really ended up having a bad year. But here's the deal, guys. Carolina lost last year in the opener, that much ballyhooed opener for Bill Belichick. They lost 48-14. All right. Changes for North Carolina. Bobby Petrino is now their offensive coordinator. Say what you want about Coach Petrino. I think he's really good at what he does. Billy Edwards is the quarterback for North Carolina. Who is Billy Edwards? He's in his 6th year. Started at Wake Forest, went to Maryland, Wisconsin. And now in his 6th year, he's a veteran. Petrino, Belichick, like the veteran. They had younger guys.
He's a veteran.
The North Carolina secondary guys might be the best in the ACC. I'm just saying. TCU's new quarterback, Jaden Craig, came from Harvard. Red flag. He goes from the Ivy
League.
You're
going to take North Carolina to
7.5? I bet he's smart.
Yes, I'm taking North Carolina to 7.5. We're off to 1-0 start.
Gay and 4-8 miles.
Yes.
So take North Carolina. I like that. I don't know about the pick, but you finally picked a game where you get some points. I like that.
All right. Here we go. NC State at Virginia. Coach said there's no home field advantage. This game was supposed to be in Brazil, by the way. They're going to have a game in Ireland, and it fell through the financing or whatever. So Virginia gets an extra home game. They're favored by 5.5 at home. You know, Dave Doran, the head coach at NC State, you know, he's never lost to Virginia. He's 4-0. How about that? Last year, the Wolfpack won 35-31. And if you're not familiar with NC State's quarterback, his name is C.J. Bailey. He'll be a high NFL draft pick. I mean, he's an outside Heisman candidate, ultra-talented kid. Virginia, by the way, coming back from an 11-win season, and their offensive line is back, 4 of the 5 starters. So some say that's the best offensive line in the ACC. So I think we have a good game here, but I think what we're looking at, guys, NC State getting 5.5 at Virginia, great quarterback. Take the pack and the 5.5. Barry, I know you like that.
Yeah, you're taking points. Wow, this is amazing.
Virginia won't come. They'll be studying.
the people that watch the game.
Yeah, they'll be going to class. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
You need to do Leonard's Losers segment, Doug. The way you spell it out, yeah.
So you're taking NC State to 5.5.
He's taking the points. Yeah.
You got Carolina 7.5. You got NC State in 5.5. And I think right now we're 2-0, guys. 2-0.
Okay.
So you go, you celebrate, you go out to dinner, you come back, you watch the late game. Memphis at UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they play at Allegiant Stadium. That's where the Raiders play, the beautiful indoor stadium.
Mm-hmm.
UNLV.
They won't have to open the upper deck.
No, they won't. Mm-hmm. No, they won't. The Rebs are 5.5-point favorite. Now, keep in mind, Charles Huff comes from Southern Miss, new head coach at Memphis. First two games, by the way, for Memphis at UNLV, at Boise State.
0-2.
Absolutely agreed. UNLV, by the way, you guys, Jaden Thomas is their star running back. Again, could lead the country in rushing this season. He's that good. NFL caliber running back, could be the top, maybe in the top three running backs in the NFL draft next year. Jaden Thomas will be the guy. Dan Mullen, second year. UNLV did lose a lot defensively, and they were pretty good last year, Dan Mullen's inaugural year at UNLV. I'm telling you guys, I'm going against the grain the first two. I think UNLV will cover against a Memphis team that lost a ton. 20 of those kids are now at Arkansas. The best players at Memphis went with their coach to Arkansas. So UNLV at home, late game, let's watch it and enjoy it, and they will cover at home the 5.5.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Chase, you got all that. So take North Carolina plus the 7.5. That'll be your first game. You lose that one, so you have to double up. Take NC State plus 5.5. And then you're going to take UNLV minus 5.5. And let me tell you something, Doug. The quarterback for NC State ain't winning no Heisman. He ain't going to be no Heisman. You got to win to be in the Heisman. That boy ain't going to be no Heisman.
It's funny.
You add to the stuff, Heisman. Ain't going to be no Heisman to NC State.
Chase calls me every Monday. Hey, Mr. Bell, how you doing? I said, I'm doing great. He goes, you ready to go? I'm like, yeah. And then he yawns. And I'm like, Chase, are you tired? He goes, I am, but once you start doing your picks, I'll wake up. So
we put Chase to sleep a lot. Like, we're a good sleeping pill for Chase. So.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. All right.
But 3-0. So the three game parlay. I mean, come on.
You do know we post your record too, right, Doug?
Yeah. And last year I did start off slow, but then if you remember, I finished hard and fast. I mean, I was like.
You started out like a turtle, Doug.
I was killing it in the end. Absolutely killing it.
I must have been on vacation.
I killed it too in the end. Brad didn't give any credit.
Y'all can make it's an old saying, you can make your mouth say anything, and you two are prime examples of that.
Coach paid me a compliment today. I don't know what to do. I need to go celebrate.
I don't know.
He doesn't hand those out easy.
What did I say? It was so nice.
You talked about what a good picker I was, Coach.
Lastly, Doug, who's going to win the in East Lake? If they wanted to bet on that.
Well, again, I think Rory McIlroy will win, and I think he'll be the only. He's only got with 3 FedEx Cups, and that there's a big bonus money there. I think he'll ultimately win his 4th. And he won't. He was asked, if you win the tour championship, will you become the player of the year over Scotty? He said, nope. He said, it's a foregone conclusion. Scotty will be player of the year. But I think Rory, after winning the Masters back to back, it's been kind of lean time so far this year. And I think he ends the regular season with a big victory on a course that he loves. I mean, not everybody loves East Lake. Scotty Scheffler doesn't play great at East Lake. But I think Rory does. And that's the thing with these great players. There's just certain courses that set up for them. And East Lake is one of those that sets up for Rory McIlroy.
I slipped in there one time.
All right, Doug, I know you got another show. Tell us about Casa de Campo.
Well, guys, it's so pretty right now down there. Go to CasaDeCampo.com. 4 golf courses designed by the late, great Pete Dye. His ashes are spread in the bunker on the 7th hole, which is one of those 7 holes that you see the ocean. It's magnificent golf. But it's just fun. If you go with your family or your wife or girlfriend or whoever, they have so much to do if they don't play golf. It's just the food, the people. It's really awesome, and I love the place. I'll be back down in November playing in a golf tournament down there. Go to CostaDeCapo.com and plan your trip right now. Can't beat it, guys.
Will you ever see a golfer play on the PGA Tour then go back to college, Doug?
No, I don't. That would be a first, but who knows? Maybe they will now that some of these football guys are doing it.
Yeah, I was curious. All right, thank you, Doug.
Talk to you next week.
All right, there's Doug's picks. Chase, you got the picks.
Are you ready for the vinegar tip?
No, I don't need time for the vinegar tip. All right, we'll take the break. Let's tell them about, we're just our first break at 8 o'clock hour. We have a quick little segment, then we'll take a break, and then we'll get the vinegar tip. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We still have bumper-to-bumper delays on 43 southbound onto McFarland. That intersection causing major backups to Flatwoods Road. Also, folks coming in from Northport, 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road, expect to ride those brakes heavily back.
Upgrade. They'll guide you every step, answering your questions. Shop today and save big during the best sale of the year. They make sleep easy.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
The Gator XUV, built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. After a partly cloudy start to this Monday, there will be a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm popping up during the afternoon as the high heats up to 95. Tonight, a few clouds with a low near 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 96 degrees. We'll see some sun initially on Wednesday, and then a shower thunderstorm may develop during the afternoon with a high of 96, and then rain will increase in coverage on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature eventually in the low 90s. This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 76 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
And welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Phone lines are up at 205-342-9904. We've covered a lot in the show. We've talked about how they announced the quarterback. I wasn't crazy about that. Talked a little bit about Hillcrest County High. I wasn't crazy about that. And then I'm not crazy about this Daquan Brown going to LSU with the agents. We'll see if that happens. But these kids, I mean, you can't blame them if they're going to get cut in the NFL, which he wasn't sure, so he told him to just go ahead and cut him. Lane Kiffin had tried to call the coach for the Cleveland Browns. He said that he didn't return his call. Now he knows why Lane Kiffin was calling him. Dad, your thoughts about guys that have been in NFL camps now that weren't drafted going back to college? You okay with that? I guess it's just the system we have now.
Yeah, I guess it's the system. I don't have a feeling about it one way or the other. I really don't. We go back and forth so much with the cotton picking rules. We have so many the judges and attorneys are confusing as crap because one judge rules one way, one rules the other, rule one way in Colorado and another way. It's just, I don't know. I have no idea.
So Greg Sankey, I think he's encouraged the SEC schools not to. But LSU looks at it and says, well, Judge says we can do it. We don't care what Greg Sankey says. I mean, they didn't say it that rudely, but basically that's what they're doing. Is that okay for LSU just to say, hey, whatever the rules are, that's what we're going to do, whether the conference wants us to do it or not, too bad. We're trying to win football games, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, they feel there's a difference in rules and suggestions. The conference wants you to do this. They don't like the suggestion. They don't do it that way. If there's a rule, they do it that way. So Most people don't do it like that. Most people try to stay in favor with the commissioner. And obviously OSU's going to do what they need to do. They're under a lot of, they spend a lot of money. They're under a gun. That gun was at Ole Miss, and now that gun's moved to LSU. There's a lot of player controversy. The athletic directors are one side of LSU. It's been quite a different story. And can you imagine the security at the LSU Ole Miss game? Well,
yeah. I guess. I mean, if you're to the conference, you guys doing the schedule, he says, all right, we got to get one more game, that ninth game. Do we want to give LSU Mississippi State or give them Texas? I mean, can you get them back indirectly by just giving them a schedule that would just be impossible?
Well, you can to some degree. You can. It can be an I'll show you situation. I'll show you behind the scenes.
But are you punishing LSU or are you punishing Texas in that situation?
Well, you're punishing Texas and LSU. I think you punished them both a little bit. You're punishing the loser.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my own. Or there's some kind of ruling that's supposed to go down in the conference. I don't know. I guess it's such a mess out there right now about what you can and what you can't. These judges have got.
Oh.
Stop.
I think there's a situation by judges, a little bit like some of the people that work for Trump. I don't know that there's a real knowledge of what they're voting, what they're deciding on. I just don't think judges sometimes know enough about college football and about transferring and about what's going on and how things are handled. Judges, they don't seem to me, a lot of them don't seem to be into that.
I know it's different courts, but like we still hadn't had the Darius Miles trial here. Maybe they're pushing it off for a reason. And we can have all these trials for these college football guys like immediately. Like what? These judges have this much time to be ruling on these things, but we can't get the life and death matters of Darius Miles trial? I don't get. So
anyway. How would you like to wake up in that little jail cell for three straight years every morning doing the same cotton picking thing?
Yeah, you've been over I don't know. All right, let's tell them about Bryant Bank. We'll get to break and have the vinegar tip for this Monday.
Well, Bryant Bank's an outstanding bank, and they know exactly how to help you. And that's important when I say a word like that. They'll know the ins and outs of the money that you're investing in there or putting in there, that your money will be safe. They'll do everything they possibly can to be sure that you can cooperate with them. They're good people. And Bryant Bank has done an outstanding job over a long period of time. They've got some new management there now. The old management was good. The new management's good too. So go by Bryant Bank. Tell them you heard Barry and I inside of Lockwood. I think you'd be well pleased.
All right, we'll take the break, get the fingertip. U.S. Tide 100.9, 12:30 a.m. WTBCSE, home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We still have bumper to bumper delays on 43 southbound onto McFarland. That intersection causing major backups to Flatwoods Road. Also, folks coming in from Northport, 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road, expect to ride those brakes heavily back to
unlocked. Get going. After 30 TV, customers may experience slower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost $25 unlimited plan.
Yes! Roll Tide all the time.
This is Tide 100.9 and 12:30 a.m. WTBC.
The home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back to Inside Locker Room. Coverage for T-Town.com is the website. Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. He's our agent. Let him become yours. 205-752-8500. What is the tip for this Monday?
We've been staying in the kitchen for a lot, for microwaves and stoves and refrigerators and things like that. So we'll stay in the kitchen a little bit more. If you've got pots and pans, they're a mess, that they need to be cleaned and cleaned good. I mean, not just washed off with a little water. What you do is you try to get equal amounts of vinegar and table salt for cleaning not only the cooking pans, but also if the stuff is tarnished like brass or copper on anything that you have in the kitchen. You get that vinegar and you get that table salt, and you do a cleaning on those, and you'll have those pots and pans shiny, looking good, and I think that you'll be well pleased. So that's another tip about what to do in the kitchen. That's it.
There were people that were cooking some ribs over the weekend and sent me pictures of them spraying those ribs down with some vinegar. Supposed to keep the tightness in the ribs, and also vinegar's got a lot of
vinegar's
uses.
Vinegar's big, boy.
Yeah, it does
big,
it all. Does it all. All right, that's brought to you by who? Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500. Or go to the website coverageforttown.com. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Philip?
Hey, sorry to call back.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, Bediako, he sued, and a judge agreed with his initial suit, and then he ended up having more hearings in front of judges, and that's when he got ultimately declared ineligible. Now, this one, I guess, did the judge just do this on his own without propping, or was he propped by someone in Wright's camp?
Well, 16 athletes took it to the court in Louisiana. And so this guy was part of the 16. So that ruling only protects those 16 athletes. And I can't remember how many of them are football players. So this kid wasn't drafted. So he's in the NFL camp. Of course, these guys can make more money, if they can go back and get NIL money. And Lane Kiffin coached him at Ole Miss, so he knows him. He's a tight end. He had several receptions there. But I guess they weren't at their limit. He's going to have to ship somebody out. They're probably not at their limit. So that's why he's in it. The Bediako thing, there was like a temporary injunction put in where he was eligible for a little while, but then they had to have – I guess the judge needed more time to study, and then once he had more time to study, he came back and ruled him ineligible, but there was no penalty for the games that he played in, was where I understood it. So,
but to me, they're very, very similar. Am I wrong?
Except for this kid hasn't played. Bediako actually played in professional games. This kid did not play, but he was not drafted either. So he was making money. This guy, I think, actually, I was surprised. Like, if you make the practice squad, and of course, it's just during the season, if you're on the practice squad, they make over $13,000 a week just being on the practice squad. But was afraid he wasn't going to make it, and then he's going to be cut. He's going to have nowhere. So he might as well take advantage of this one-year NIL money that he can make from LSU, I guess.
Now, one of the players that was part of the 16 was this Tyburn guy who played at Florida and – was it Florida and LSU? He played at two college teams.
Yeah. He actually did play in the preseason games and had a couple sacks, I think. Yeah, this kid that from the Cleveland didn't even play in the preseason games.
Mm.
So
it's going to be – I don't know what's going to happen, Barry. It's crazy. I keep thinking
– now if you put your name in the draft and you're not drafted, you sign as a free agent – of course, you have that fifth year. You get through it, and you say, man, I ain't going to make this team. They got five guys ahead of me. You go to them and say, cut me so I can go back to college. I mean, they're going to have to stop it. Once you declare for the draft, you're not eligible to go back to college. They're going to have to do it. Because when you add the fifth year, you know, these football guys like to try to test the waters after their junior year, or their, and basketball guys as well. And they have that fifth year sitting there. They're all going to want to come back when they see that they can, or they won't go, maybe because they're making so much NIL money, they won't go until after the fifth year. But it opens up a lot of problems, in my opinion.
And could that scenario not be that a kid might play 3 years of college football, test the waters, and then try to come back for two more years?
Yeah, it could. Yeah.
What a mess.
Mm-hmm.
What a freaking mess.
But the commissioner's asking you not to do it, and LSU's basically sticking the middle finger at him and saying, Judge said we can do it. I don't care what you say.
I guarantee if Nate Oates had a football team, he'd be doing it.
What is your obligation, Dad, as a coach? And as an athletic director, our job is to put the best team on the field that we can put on there, and we're going to go get everybody who we can get who's eligible. If it's within the rules, we're going to do it, or we're going to be a team player and we're going to do what the commissioner says. We're a league, and we all got to agree to the same things. What is right there?
Well, you can't judge that because you don't know what the penalty is going to be behind the scenes to you. The commissioner can stick you if he wants to. He can fix that schedule the next year where you can, you know, he can do a lot of things behind the scenes and not talk about it. So I really can't answer that. But there, you know, if the commissioner wants to, if you want to go against the commissioner's will and go against the other 15 teams in the leagues, what they're doing, you can be stuck behind the scenes. There's no doubt about it. I don't know what's right or wrong, but that's happened. It can happen.
Yeah. So.
All right,
then. Anything else, Philip?
That's it. I appreciate it, guys.
It's clear as mud, isn't it?
It really is.
Let's get to the games. In the games play, you won't care where the guy came from. You just don't know whether he can play or not. Can he help your team? If he can't, you're going to be mad at him anyway.
Well, God bless the team that plays LSU.
But don't you think these kids now open themselves up for people to be more critical of them when they're making this kind of money now? Or is it?
Sure, I do.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, sure, I do.
You're a pro.
I
just, you know, you're a pro now, yeah, in my opinion. So.
But I think there's a lot of risk in this, too.
Well, I just think, I mean, I'm not going to get on them, but if you're a pro and you're being paid what these guys being paid, and Dad would say you do this because you're getting a scholarship, then you got to at least expect maximum effort. Now, if the coach has overpaid you, then that's their fault that they didn't pay. But you at least got to get maximum effort out of each guy, whatever that is. Is that fair?
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take the break here. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We still have bumper-to-bumper delays on 43 southbound onto McFarland. That intersection causing major backups to Flatwoods Road. Also, folks coming in from Northport, 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road, expect to ride those brakes heavily.
5-339-7361. That's 205-339-7361. Locally owned, locally trusted, and ready to bring your ideas to life.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Or visit skilledtradesofwestalabama.com to apply. Skilled Trades of West Alabama. Learn a trade, build a career. Must be 19 to 32 for day trade school.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more in US Mobile, just go to US Mobile subreddit. Just search for US Mobile and make a decision for yourself. If you're ready, visit usmobile.com.
Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. After a partly cloudy start this Monday, there'll be a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm popping up during the afternoon as the high heats up to 95. Tonight, a few clouds with a low near 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 96 degrees. We'll see some sun initially on Wednesday, and then a shower thunderstorm may develop during the afternoon with a high of 96, and then rain will increase in coverage on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature eventually in the low 90s. This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Josh from Northport. We love our young men. Go Wildcats and keep working hard. It does pay off. Sometimes not now. Sometimes not now. We expect or how we expect or want, but it always pays off. Show your pride, county. And he didn't put high, but he's talking about county high there. All right, we'll get right to the Yellowwood hotline. Pat, we got about a minute. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Hey, guys, county high better learn some humility because they just think that was a butt-whipping. Hey, I guarantee you them boys over there in Birmingham are going to spank that butt regular almost every Friday night. They ain't seen nothing yet till they get over to that football factory they got to play. That bunch, back when I first moved to Tuscaloosa, they were the most obnoxious bunch of people I've ever seen in my life when Coach Higg was there. They had a good team. Oh, but boy. That was a spanking they got from a little old small fire-based school. But that kicker that they got down there at the Hillcrest, oh, my God, how prolific he was. He was driving the ball deep into the end zone. He would kick it high, the trajectory. They'd come down in that defense. They were just absolute—a ball was going to die dead on the goal line that he kicked it so high, and it just— And then to start off the second half, hey, they kicked it up and they thought they were going to run it back. Hey, that boy from Hillcrest said, "Give me that thing." And
mm-hmm. Hillcrest didn't even make the playoffs when they were in the higher classification last year either. Pat,
exactly so. My point. That's my point. They had no business. They were the smallest 7A school in the whole country.
I ain't got no sympathy for Hillcrest.
They were talking smack all week long. They were talking smack about what they were going to do.
Who was?
They got no business playing in 7A.
Who was talking smack?
They got no business playing in 7A football. I enjoyed that. That was so good to see them get spanked like it. And I'm not a Hillcrest fan.
There you go.
I'm not.
All right. Hey, you enjoyed watching a 64-0 game.
Get beat down like that. It was, and they ain't seen nothing until they see Thompson. I'm telling you.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. All right. Dad, do you enjoy watching a 64-0 game? I don't see the enjoy in that. So, anyway. All right, that's it for today's show. Ended up on that. I just, whatever. Kick them while they're down. Whatever. Keep working, boys, over there. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be a tough year for them. Thompson, with their 43 transfers. That's like, Chase, you ever been to Thompson? It's like a university up there. Their facilities are better than most college facilities, so good for them. They have no clue here in Tuscaloosa about the money that's spent in the Birmingham area and all that on athletics up there. We think we're close here. It's not even close. Let me assure you of that. All right, that's it for today's show. Chase, is Canes that good? Matt called me and wanted to know if I could check him out at 10:30 and take him to Canes for lunch and then take him back to school. I said, boy, if you don't, I'll smack you. So anyway. All right, that's it for today's show. You're the Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.